So we have a Friday crow line. Now, the health of the crow line, not to pull the curtain back to our meeting, but there is some some concern about the health of the Friday crow line, Dan. Just, is it doing okay? Do we need to talk about it a little more? Just, where is it in people's lives? Is it a big enough thing? Is it end of school year? I don't know. I just think you let the crow line grow on its own, but you can't forget to water it.
It does great whenever the Cowboys blow a game on a Sunday night or the Stars lose in Game 7. Those are fine.
Yeah, but we don't want anguish to spur it on. We just want...
If your wife leaves, you call us.
It's our show's customer service desk. Whatever you have, whatever you need to talk about, get off your chest. In lieu of taking actual phone calls, the crow line's always there for you at 214-523-CROW. And every Friday, we put together what we have. Some weeks healthy. Some weeks we worry about the beef, and she's worried about the beef. She tells
just play it.
That's an actual line from Leave It to Beaver, Dan. Barbara Billingsley used to tell us she was worried on a regular basis, and then we follow up with Friday follow up.
You could not find that audio. Now you might find 80s comedians doing that line, but you will never find her saying, "I'm worried about the beaver." And no one's going to mark me saying that. It's not funny.
Oh, I'll find it. I'll find it by Monday. But for now,
there's not a chance. Who wants a bet? Mustache.
You already have a mustache.
Hitler.
Why'd you just blurt out Hitler?
It's just a Tourette's thing.
Here's the Friday crow line on the ticket.
Beaver.
Start of message.
I know you're listening to this, Jake. I like you a lot. You're a good dude, but you're a little too edgy. I know you're waiting on Norm to kick the bucket, but he's not going to. Just face it. You're going to be a f***ing producer forever.
Hey, Dan, have you given much thought to who's pranking you on those soccer birthdays on WTDS? You might look at those kick-around guys, especially since Bob was on their show this week. Just thought.
Hello, this is Corduroy Pants Jake. Yes, yes, I'm the pants no one wants to talk about because he pooped in me as an adult. Yes, it's true.
Hey, Jake, if the Blues win this series, I'm going to take a bath with both of my sisters who are both disgusting, and I'm going to wash them with your jeans. How about that?
Look, I have zero use for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, but the reason they use a surrogate is I think she had some pretty serious, almost life-threatening complications in her first two pregnancies. So I don't think it's, I mean, I'm sure they're super lazy, but I don't think that's why they use the surrogate. Thanks.
The Bachelorette ticker. Da-na-na-na-na. Anna B is this season's bachelorette. The former Miss Alabama will choose between 30 contestants vying for her love. Luke P got the first impression rose after literally roaring like a lion on top of a limo. Unfortunately, Matt, Ryan, the Box King, Chasen, Thomas, and Hunter were sent home. I'm Towns Prescott with your bachelorette ticker.
So, scent. Let's talk about scent. Not only did she not bring us any good luck, so she's telling us she was working as a senior VP of AT&T in Dallas for 7 years and claimed she had never heard of Mark Cuban in her introductory press conference. Because she didn't want to look compromised or a fan or something, she bold-faced lies to millions, exhibits terrible judgment, and a damn failure in PR game theory. And we got KP probably blowing down trees in Latvia with his face bleeding. What a f***ing week.
Yeah, just following up on name talk. The name Shaquille for a white person. Bob, I'm disappointed. Robin Van Persie named his kid Shaquille. He's now on their under 12 team for Feyenoord.
Yeah, y'all were discussing why Point Break is rated R. There is actually nudity when they raid the house of the guys they think are the bank robbers, but aren't. They're like meth addicts. A naked girl attacked Utah and like jumped on his back. Love you guys.
Come try Queen's Landing Barbecue and tell Cersei you'll have the dang ribs.
I don't understand how y'all can have such an amazing sports radio station with unlimited content, with all the crazy things that go on in a Dallas sports world, and have 3 segments a day about f***ing Game of Thrones. I'd rather listen to Norm talk about his menopause three times a day. Jesus Christ.
How about everybody bitching about, oh, how could Daenerys be doing this? What's going on? It's so out of character. Obviously, you guys have not been paying attention. The seeds of this chick being crazy has been sowed throughout. And also, maybe if nerds weren't too busy staring at coffee cups instead of paying attention to this chick losing her freaking mind, Game of Thrones remains epic.
Hey, guys, I'm the sty P1. I got a sty right now on my eyelid. I've had them before. It's usually when, like, a particle of skin gets clogged with some kind of gunk or muck, and then skin grows over, and then a pus pocket, I think I pronounced that correctly, is grown and collects, and on the eyelid it sucks the most. You gotta do heat compression and just take antibiotics, and you can't really do anything. They won't stick a blade near there since it's by your eye, and they're not fun to have, and they're not contagious. And I'll give you some more updates. I'm the Sty P1.
Hi there, this is Sty Cobb, see? Sty Cobb. I got a dirty eyeball, see? I love playing baseball, see? I love playing baseball, and I also love segregated drinking fountains, see? Keep the drinking fountain separate, see? That's what I love. That's what I love. Why I oughta.
Yeah, this is Sty Stallone, eh? You might remember me as Rocky Balboa in the Rambo franchise. Or the Rock. No, wait a minute here.
Hey guys, Jaime Lannister. I can't believe Bobby would notice my real hand in the scene with that jacked up eyeball this week.
This is Ivan Infection looking for Sty Stallone. I must break you.
Hey, it's me, Steiger. I need you to take your name off your phone. If you do that, that'd be great. All right. Bye.
Well, obviously, it's me, Stysterm. Just out here watching on some Liverpool, and on one screen I've got, on the other screen I've got Coach's Paint going on, the 7th grade Argonne Liberty Christian Warrior game, obviously, sports and soccer, and
Hey Jake, it's me, Styrus the Virus. You probably know me as a criminal mastermind that specializes in hijacking prisoner airplanes. I still want to do Hood Rat stuff, but it's going to be hard to deal with all this pus in my eye.
Hi, this is Billy Ray Styrus, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And I'm Mike Steiner, broadcasting to you today from the nurturing biosphere of Bob's face. My time in this nebulous confluence has indeed confirmed that Bob only has one bit. Count 'em. One.
This is Liverpool forward Mohamed Styla, and after a few days living on Bob's face, I can say, he is a bitch.
Did anyone consider the fact that Bob may have gotten a sty from borrowing one of Dan's books? Just saying.
Hey guys, I'm Sty Walker, the inexplicably right-leaning ocular irritant. Hey, what was the last song Krista McAuliffe listened to? Crystal Gale's Don't It Make My Brown Eye Blue. Boom.
David Steino here. Bob's other eye knows that I'm the best neighbor it'll ever have.
End of message.
So I'm the sandbagger. He has that, and he says,
I know.
I'm worried about the crow line.
He was telling us this morning the crow line sucked. It was great.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Such a negative Nelly, man.
It's fine.
Positive. Beep, beep. Has this station beaten you down this much?
You're like Grumpy Cat.
You used to be the guy that told Bob to pep up. Come on, bro.
Is it too soon to call him Grumpy Cat?
It's good.
That was great.
Mike Steiner? And, dude, what a silver lining in this. About when you're walking around with sunglasses, you never realize, man, this is going to light up Friday. Sty Cobb, Sty Stallone, Jaime Lannister, or Steyer. Steiger Woods.
Jeez.
Billy Ray Styrus. Come on.
Hey,
Sty Walker. The inexplicably right-leaning ocular infection.
David Steino. That was good stuff.
Oh, that was good stuff. Good
we've
stuff.
We've done a lot worse.
You got to set the bar low. You
we've
guys
done way worse.
That felt like sandbagging right
set
there.
Set it low on the air. Good. Tell us, man. I got gold. We got to play this. You weren't even going to play it today.
Or was he? All right. Friday follow-up next.
Stiday.